Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The 8-track tape was a revolutionary technology. You could play your favorite songs in your car. It was also a short-lived technology, but community radio host Bob Anders is bringing it back. He hosts Bob's 8-track garage sale on KHOI Radio. It's heard Thursday mornings at 11 a.m., or you can listen on the KHOI website. And here's a little taste of the show.
Man, oh man, what memories this music has. This is Bob's 8-track garage sale, and I have not searched the interwebs for this music. I've searched a pile of 8-track tape cassettes, and I'm playing them on a 1970-something vintage 8-track player that's jacked into the radio console here at KHOI Community Radio. What a treat. This music has been hiding away for 4 decades, just waiting to get out, and this is where you're hearing it on KHOI Community Radio. The next song is recorded by the famous duo of the Osmonds, Donnie and Marie. Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. And this was one of their best hits. Here we go.
Osmond, Bob Anders, the host of Bob's 8-track garage sale, is here with us on the air today. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Charity. Let's get up and dance.
Some people might argue that Donnie and Marie's version of that song is better kept in those 8 tracks as opposed to on the air. But you uncover a lot of treasures and a lot of 70s culture on your show. Bob, for people who are not familiar with 8-track tapes, just tell us a little bit about the technology and its moment in the sun.
Well, Charity, the 8-track technology actually was developed as a result of World War II scientific investigation, but it came on the consumer market in the mid-1960s. It was initially introduced by the automobile industry, and that industry paired with the recording industry. And I have seen in National Geographic's magazines ads for 1966 Thunderbirds that have an 8-track slot in that metal console between the two bucket seats in front. And there's a lengthy explanation that states you can actually play music here.
So instead of just listening to whatever would come on the radio and being satisfied with that, you could bring your own tapes along, play what you wanted to hear. Although those 8-track tapes have some limitations. Now, I left everything in listening to that segment from your show, Bob. You can hear the clunk, clunk of you starting the 8-track tape. You can hear, if you listen really closely, a little bit of the last song that was on that tape playing before the song that we were focused on plays. These 8-track tapes weren't super flexible, were they?
No. The 8-track technology featured portability. That was the only thing that was really good about these 8-tracks. There's a plastic box about the size of a very small paperback book. Inside this box, there's an endless reel of tape. By endless, I mean the beginning of the tape and the end of the tape are glued together with a metal strip.
Okay.
And as this strip passes through the machine, it switches it from track one to track two. But they were never designed for radio, I'll tell you that.
No, that's for sure. Although I have to say, I remember having an 8-track player in one of our family's vehicles. And the technology's pretty resilient because I know we stored our 8-tracks on the floor of the car. And then just would pick them up and shove them in. So the fact that these tapes are still working, even though they haven't been manufactured since the early 80s, is pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is. They are resilient. The only real soft spot on the 8-track is the glue of the metal strip that holds the end and the beginning of the tape together. That glue dries. And when I vet the tape, in other words, when I play it at home to make sure it works, I always play it through one change of track from 2 to 3 or 1 to 2, just to make sure it doesn't break. But that was the soft spot.
All right. And they can't be rewound or fast-forwarded, right?
They cannot. However, there are some high-tech 8-track players that do have rewind and fast-forward, but 99.9% of the players you see out there are one direction only. And another interesting thing, which is frustrating, is once you slide the track into the player, you can't see what's coming up because it's hidden.
Oh, so you have to make a copy of the sticker that's on the top of the box so you can tell your radio listeners what's coming up next, right?
That's what I do. I photocopy, I place 4 8-track cassettes on my copy machine at home, and I copy them and cut the paper in 4. So I have a little slip of paper in front of me here, which I have one from actually the show that's going to come on tomorrow. And I know exactly where it's cued and where I start and so on.
So, Bob, why are you so excited by 8-track tapes? Where did this fascination start for you?
Charity, the fascination for 8-tracks really is not something that has been embedded in my history. I retired in December of 2014, and at that time I was looking for a hobby that did hold my interest. Now I do
and that
have,
no one else had.
Yes, quite frankly, yes. And I do have an interest in radio. I was in the military in Vietnam as a radio operator. One of my many careers or jobs was managing a small town radio station in Iowa Falls, Iowa. And that radio station was owned and operated by the family of Carl Hamilton, who was Iowa State University alum and pretty much infamous person here at Iowa State. And so over the years, I developed a radio fascination. I met a guy in my career who was a disc jockey at KHOI Community Radio. And I just thought, maybe I'll run this idea past him, which I did, about 8-tracks, because I had sort of become a collector of stuff, and I had a few 8-tracks at home. And he says, Bob, this is something that nobody is doing. Maybe you should pursue it.
All right. Nobody is doing. And you mentioned that quite often on your show, that you think this is the only 8-track radio show in the country.
On Earth, Charity.
On Earth. On all of Earth.
There may be one on Mars, but I've got the only one on Earth.
So where do these 8-tracks come from? Because a lot of people threw them out a long time ago.
That's true, Charity. As my show's title indicates, Bob's 8-track Garage Sale, I used to get a lot of 8-tracks at garage sales. And you'd go to a garage sale and you'd see a box sitting on the floor or on the back of with 8-tracks in it. Usually you could get 10 or 20 tracks for a buck or two. And that day has kind of passed. Now you see 8-tracks in thrift stores from time to time. But since my 15 minutes of fame on Iowa Public Television.
Right. You were featured in an episode of Greetings from Iowa. So yeah, people can watch that online.
Since that has happened, people have written our KHOI community radio station and said, hey, I was cleaning out Grandpa's house and I found some 8-tracks. Do you want them? So people have been very kind, and they've sent me, you know, I probably have 100 tracks in preparation of future shows.
Wow. All right. You talk about bringing this music to light. And of course, you can find all of this music online. You can download it. You can play it from MP3s. It's all out there somewhere if you're looking for it. But what do you think is special about playing it from these eight tracks?
That's a good question, Charity. It's sort of a fool's paradise when you sit in on my show, because if I have a breakdown, it used to be catastrophic. Now I can pretty much muddle my way through it. As I say, this technology was never designed for radio, although early radio had a system called the CART, which was essentially an eight-track type cassette, and commercials were recorded over and over on these carts.
Right, they were usually just one track.
Yes, yes. But the technology is so clunky and so odd, I decided this is something I should do, and I know I can get this material elsewhere in a far more exotic format. But people who listen to my show regularly, and my fans tell me they like to hear the wah-wah coming on once in a while. They like to hear. I always try to have my microphone aimed so it picks up the sound of the cassette going into the machine. And I like playing songs that span two tracks, which is something that one doesn't think about. The volume goes down, and then you hear the dreaded click, and then the volume comes back up, assuming the tape doesn't break. And this is just something, this is a vanished, it's not a vanishing, it is a vanished sound.
Yeah.
And I sort of look at it as a sound archaeology.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more from the show. This is, of course, a moment from Bob's 8-track garage sale on KHOI Radio.
Let's hear Charlie Pride now singing It's All Right.
Couldn't tell my teacher my last name when I was in grade school. Stuttered when I talked and everybody laughed at me. I was a boy from across the tracks. I wore hand-me-downs on my back. But I swore that I'd never let the bitters get the best of me. Fell in love with a pretty little girl when I was older.
All right, just a taste of It's All Right by Charlie Pride. You share a lot of information about the artists that you're playing. Listening to that episode, I learned a lot about Charlie Pride that I didn't know, a very prominent African-American country music star. Do you do a lot of research before the shows, or do you just share stuff that you're already familiar with?
That process has evolved, Charity. My best friend is Wikipedia, and as I play, I usually, as I vet these tapes at home, I pull up Wikipedia and see what I can find. And I also have a computer in our KHOI community radio station studio. And I have Wikipedia up. I have pages on all of the artists. And sometimes I drill down on the actual album. Now, 8-tracks were released simultaneously with vinyl albums, generally. However, there are a lot of compilation 8-tracks that were not released by the artist on vinyl. And some of those were released by KTEL, sold as seen on TV or Reader's Digest and places like that. So my research has evolved, but Wikipedia is where I go now.
All right. We've got a caller on the line. Wolf is on the line from Solon. Hi, Wolf.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was into 8-tracks back in the day. And, of course, there was all kinds of bootlegs out there. You know, you went down to the local vendor and you know, you had dozens and dozens of ripoffs. But also, I remember the 4-track. I don't know if you remember that or not. But it was the same physical size as an 8-track. But when you shoved it in there, you had to pull a little knob to engage the pinch roller. And I believe the 4-tracks only had, instead of the 8-tracks, which were, you know, 4 segments with 2 channels on each one, this one only had 2 with 2 channels. Do you remember the 4-tracks?
Well, this is Bob. I don't remember the 4-tracks. I've been told of various technologies that are similar to the 8-tracks, and I've got my hands full focusing on the dreaded 8-tracks.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Joy is on the line as well. Hi, Joy.
Well, hi there. Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to tell Bob and the listeners a fun story. So 45 years ago, he was my boyfriend then. He attended something at our high school, and he had a really cool red Roadrunner car, and he had 8-tracks, a whole, it was kind of like a box of them. They were so cool. And while he was inside attending my musical event, somebody broke into his car and stole them. They didn't steal his car. They didn't steal, anything else. They just took all of his 8-tracks. So we lost them, and I'm sad.
Oh, lost him a long time ago. Joy, well, thank you so much for the call.
Joy, tune in to my show, and I'll take you back.
Bob, are you surprised by how nostalgic people get about this technology, which really was very limited in so many ways?
I actually, Charity, I'm not surprised. I'm charmed by it because, we all have our things that give us joy, and it makes me smile to have people derive joy from hearing an 8-track, even though it's quite clunky. Anecdotally, I stopped at a fellow's home down by Iowa City who offered me some 8-tracks, and we happened to be nearby driving to an event. And he told me the story of he had his 8-track player installed under the front seat so he could slap the tracks down into the player so it wasn't seen.
Oh.
And that was his way of preventing thievery.
Wow. All right. We are almost out of time, but I want to ask you, Bob, I was listening to your show and you played a selection from Dolly Parton. And we're going to go out today with Dolly Parton's version of I Will Always Love You that, of course, became a huge hit for Whitney Houston much later on. But when you got done playing the song, you were really emotional. I could hear the emotion in your voice. And I'm just curious, why was that so moving to you? Why is this whole thing so moving to you?
I'm getting verklempt. That's a good point. I'm a person who wears my emotions pretty much on my sleeve. And if something charms me, I just let her rip. And I love Dolly Parton. She's a true patriot. And I love this song.
Well, Bob Anders, thank you so much. Bob Anders is the host of Bob's 8-Track Garage Sale on KHOI Radio in Ames. Heard Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. or on the KHO website. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbe. So I go, but I